4th of March 2019. The purification in its passive aspect. Even if we try to do our active purification with our whole will, we will not succeed to cut all this and to overcome what is hindering to the Lord and to answer His precious love completely. Very deep we have patterns in us, or bindings, and sometimes we even don't know them. So the Lord comes to us in another way to help us, as all our efforts for active purification. Now God, on our way, let it pass that certain circumstances are coming which show us for what we have to work on, what needs a transformation. For example, it is not easy to understand our pride, and we can follow an Arabic saying, which means it is easier to find a black stone in a black night than to understand and to see your own pride in your heart. But the Lord wants that we overcome all this inner closeness, hindering His grace. So it can happen that we will have humiliations. And this is a possibility to see how strong our pride is, how we react. And on the other hand, it's an invitation to make steps of humility. Maybe before we had a lot of admiring from people. And it can happen that after a while the same people refuse us and we cannot see why, what kind of reason this has. God does not want that we are dependent on people, what they're saying, and only understand our worth and our safety from other people. No, we are His beloved children. This is our safety. And we have to learn to love God before all and everything. And therefore we have to get rid of ourselves and also for all what is too close to people, what is not according to the freedom and real love. It even can happen that we have enemies. And we cannot understand why. But if it comes, we can also prove, are we able to love our enemies, like it is said in the Sermon of Mountains? But we can learn this. For example, if we have an enemy, to make an act with our will and to pray for him. And with consciousness, not to close our heart. All these feelings inside, they will not go very fast away, which might be different from our decision of will. But if we make the right decision and we pray, it will be that all these emotions will be calmed and we can give them the right direction. So-called passive purifications can also happen through illness, special circumstances, and so on. And those passive purifications, without going deeper now, have also some influence of our prayer life. Before, it might be that we were very active in our prayers, and now we start to search the Lord more in silence. We want to be with Him, just to call His name. It is the Spirit of the Lord who invites us on this way of prayer, and He takes over more and more the initiative. A lot of people who are really serious Christians, they do not understand the deeper sense of these purifications, and maybe they refuse them or they go away. They don't understand that it is a purification of love. They are in fear to let some things which they like very much, and the devil and maybe also people around them, they say, it is like this, they make stronger the fear. But it's really different. The process of purification comes through the Holy Spirit, through the love which is given to our heart. And this love is giving His presence and asks us to come and to do what is according to this love. And on the other hand, it shows us what is not according to the love, what is hindering the love, and is inviting us to see and to do the consequences. So it would be very wise to choose the Holy Spirit as the best of all teachers we can have for our inner way. He is a real inner master. With tenderness, but very clear, He will lead us the way of unification with the will of our Father. Would we not, if we see our brothers and sisters going astray, or we see what is hindering or what they have to do, to give them an advice? And that means also to encourage him to do the right steps. Exactly this is the Holy Spirit is doing. But there's of course one big difference. We are human beings, we can only give advice, and maybe we can show them how to live. But the Holy Spirit Himself is practicing in us with our cooperation all the necessary purifications and will give us His light that we will be unified with God. Therefore, it's so important to listen to Him carefully and to be led by Him. He is the key that we can grow in the Spirit.
We will hear a song composed by Saint Hildegard from Bingen to the Holy Spirit. O Holy Spirit, life that gives life, root of all being, who washes all impurities away, who cleanses us from sins and anoints the wounds, and thus He is shining life, worthy of all praise, raising up all things to new life.
Tergens crimina acungit vulnera et sic est fulgens ac lauda vita.